on this day of this second week of Easter, no longer the octave of Easter, alas, we have already celebrated and feasted those days, but nevertheless, we are given the opportunity once again to look at the last Sunday's readings. Of course, we have St. Thomas, Didymus, who refused to believe. He wasn't there. He should have been there. But once he saw, he believed. And our Lord chided him. And you know, everybody thinks our Lord is so sweet and nice and never gets upset. He does. And he has a right to be, as we do too. But I'm concerned more today about the first reading from the beloved disciple, St. John the Apostle. And some of us were discussing, and yes, sometimes some of the parishioners discuss some things worthwhile. We should not spend all our time in idle gossip and nonsense. But we were discussing this reading. And one of them mentioned, and I was pleasantly surprised, you know, some of the theologians and some of the heretics say, nowhere in the scriptures is the Trinity mentioned. And this is it right here. Our Lord says, there are three in heaven that testify, the Almighty Father, Himself, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What do you call that? The quaternity? It is the Trinity. It doesn't matter what you call it. It is what it is. It is the Trinity that is mentioned. And of course, there are some who refuse to believe in the Trinity. And there is no way to heaven, absolutely no way to heaven, except belief in the fact that God is one person, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it is these three. And then on earth, we have, of course, the counterpart here on earth. The Father, the water, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And because I can't barely see this tiny little writing, I'm going to have to get one of those large prints. But it is three. And these are the counterparts of the Trinity on earth. And everything that happens on earth in the church, in the liturgy, is supposed to be a counterpart, a replication, a figure, in a sense, as in a mirror, St. Paul says. Not very clear, but yet it's clear enough of the things that are in heaven. And so we have the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three testify in heaven, and they testify on earth. And on earth, there are different ways by which they are known. The water, the Blessed Sacrament, the bread, the Eucharist, and the fire, the Holy Spirit. Still the same three, the Trinity. So don't let anybody tell you that the Trinity is not mentioned. Maybe that one name is not mentioned. But in divine revelation from sacred tradition, which gives us the scripture, the Trinity is mentioned all over the place. So that is the Catholic faith. We don't believe just in the scriptures. We're not Protestants, we're not heretics. We believe in sacred tradition, which gives us sacred scripture and explains sacred scripture, without which we cannot be Catholic and we cannot enter heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In addition, these days there are so many, many saints that are celebrated. One of them, of course, today is Wednesday, the day dedicated to St. Joseph. But today also is the feast day of a wonderful, wonderful saint whom I have loved and admired all my life, and especially since I was in the seminary in Rome, I would go to his tomb and pray to him there, St. Joseph Benedict Labre. And St. Benedict Joseph was not a priest, he was not a deacon, but he was a mystic, and it was his role in life, his vocation in life from God, that he would go from shrine to shrine to shrine to shrine, not only in Rome, but all over Europe, and eventually ending up in Rome, where he died when he was still very young, in his early 40s. So if you want to look at an interesting saint and an interesting life, Saint Joseph Benedict Labre, and he is a patron saint of pilgrims. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.